Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. In southern China, there have lived for generations the On Water people, who were often born, lived, and died on their boats called junks, often rarely standing on land. It was, and is today, a hard life. But one amazing young woman ran away from this life at age 9 and made her way to Sitka to become one of our most remarkable citizens. Her name? Mary Bong, or as she is known today, China Mary. Mary had to take a roundabout way to get to Sitka. She bought passage to Vancouver, Canada, where she schemed successfully to marry a merchant, Ah Bong, who operated the Sang Wo Bakery and Restaurant in Sitka. Finally, on October 12, 1895, she realized her dream of moving to America. She was 15 years old. At that time, Sitka was a pioneer settlement consisting of a trading post, gambling hall, saloons, and a scattering of other farm buildings. Over half of the population was Tlingit, a mix of Russians, Swedes, Norwegians, English, Finns, and Chinese, made up the rest of the population. Mary was the first and only Chinese woman in Sitka. Learning English fast, she took over management of her husband's restaurant, where many of their customers were young men from the Chichikov mining camp, who came to Sitka to whoop it up. If they showed up drunk in her restaurant, Mary would take their money away, leaving them only $30 or $40 to spend for a good time. When they came back a few days later, sober and usually broke, they'd ask Mary to stake them a meal or two. She did, and oftentimes more. When they were ready to leave town for Chichikov, Mary would return their money. Less the meals they'd owe her, of course. After all, she had a business to run. She also became friends with the Tlingits, learning their language and often acting as midwife, never losing a single baby. In 1902, Mary's husband, Ah Bong, died, and Mary lost the restaurant. 5 years later, she married a half-Swede, half-Finn miner named Fred Johnson. Fred helped put the first tunnel in the extremely rich Chichikov mine. Fred soon taught Mary how to handle blasting powder. She then began working underground in the mines until she smashed her finger so bad the bone stuck out. She repaired the wound herself, but was forced to stay above ground cooking for the miners. The pair was able to save enough money to buy a dairy farm in 1911, 7 miles outside of Sitka. They hacked out a clearing, built a log cabin for themselves, and one for their dairy cattle. But the dairy's location was impractical. Storms and rough water often prevented deliveries, and after a few hard years, they sold out. Next, Fred and Mary tried trapping and prospecting, but tired of those professions because the pair didn't want to fight freezing weather anymore. However, it wasn't long before Fred bought a cabin troller and Mary an 18-foot open boat, making her quite possibly the first woman troller in Alaska. Trolling alone, she'd fish all day and return to port at night, selling her fish for 3 cents a pound. She was known as a brave troller and once remarked, "Anyone who wants to fish for a living in this country can't run for shelter every time it gets rough." Many fishermen, moored to the docks due to bad weather, watched red-faced as Mary returned from the seas and unloaded her day's catch. With the repeal of the Exclusion Act in 1943, Chinese Americans gained the right to become naturalized citizens. Mary happily took advantage of this, for she looked forward to the right to vote. On the surface, it seems as if Mary traded a hard life in China for a hard life in America. At 70, she was still working as the matron of Sitka's federal jail. In 1958, Mary was admitted to the Pioneers Home Hospital and died a few weeks later. Sadly, we don't even know her birth name, since she took up Mary in Vancouver and Bong from her husband. However, in Sitka, she will simply yet fondly be remembered as courageous, generous China Mary. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.